Oppenheimer's assistant, David Hawkins, later explained, "The implosion was the only real hope for a plutonium bomb, and from current evidence, not a very good one." Neddermeyer and his men in the Ordnance Division were making very little progress on the implosion design. Neddermeyer, shy and retiring, liked to work alone and methodically. He later admitted that Oppenheimer became terribly impatient with me in the spring of 1944. "I think he felt very badly because I seemed not to push things, as for war research, but acted as though it were just a normal research situation." Neddermeyer was also one of the few men on the Mesa who seemed immune to Oppie's charms. In his frustration, Oppie uncharacteristically began to lose his temper. "Oppenheimer lit into me," Neddermeyer recalled. "A lot of people looked up to him as a source of wisdom and inspiration. I respected him as a scientist, but I just didn't look up to him that way. He could cut you cold and humiliate you right down to the ground. On the other hand, I could irritate him." Stoked by this personality conflict, the crisis over the implosion design came to a head late that summer when Oppenheimer announced a major reorganization of the lab. Early in 1944, Oppenheimer had persuaded an explosives expert from Harvard, George Kistiakowsky, to move to Los Alamos. Kistiakowsky was opinionated and strong-willed. Inevitably, he had numerous run-ins with his ostensible superior, Captain Deke Parsons. Neither did Kistiakowsky get along with Neddermeyer, who seemed to him far too lackadaisical in his approach. Early in June 1944, Kistiakowsky wrote Oppenheimer a memo threatening to resign. In response, Oppenheimer swiftly called Neddermeyer in and told him that Kistiakowsky was replacing him. Angry and hurt, Neddermeyer walked out. Although he would feel an enduring bitterness, he nevertheless was persuaded to remain in Los Alamos as a senior technical advisor. Acting decisively, Oppenheimer had announced this change without first consulting Captain Parsons. "Parsons was furious," recalled Kistiakowsky. "He felt that I had bypassed him, and that was outrageous. I can understand perfectly how he felt, but I was a civilian, so was Oppie, and I didn't have to go through him."